Chapter 3. Bitcoin is scarce. Really scarce. There will only ever be 21 million Bitcoins ever created. That's it. Put it this way. If every millionaire decides they want to own a full Bitcoin, they can't. There are 50 million millionaires on the planet, only 21 million Bitcoins. There aren't even enough Bitcoins for every person living in Texas. If you own one Bitcoin, you're in 0.0027% of the world's population that can ever hold a full Bitcoin. And most of the Bitcoin supply is already out there. 18.5 million Bitcoin has been mined and distributed in circulation. Bitcoin is really scarce. It's like digital land. There's a finite amount of it available for all the people on the planet. And right now, there's a land grab. A game of accumulation. You might say that scarcity doesn't matter. But it does. Humans have a natural desire to collect scarce things. Why do you think kids line up around the block for limited edition Supreme drops or Nike sneakers? Scarcity has some kind of primal, inherent value. Think about gold and Picasso paintings. They're expensive for a reason. Not many exist and everyone wants them. Take Pokemon cards. A holographic Charizard is rare and difficult to find, so the market values it more highly. Even today, 20 years after the Pokemon card craze, a first edition Charizard card costs $1,000 on eBay. The rarest of all Pokemon cards sells for $100,000. The Pikachu Illustrator card. It's considered the holy grail of Pokemon because only four exist. But a Squirtle card is worth about 99 cents today on eBay. You get a Squirtle card almost every time you buy a packet of Pokemon cards. The market is flooded with Squirtles and Bulbasaurs, so they're worthless. The open market values scarcity. Gold is scarce too. They say that all the gold that's been mined could fit in two Olympic-sized swimming pools. As far as we know, there's not much gold left underground, and it's difficult to get it out. That's why gold became desirable, and it's why gold was the standard of money for centuries. Throughout history, assets with a scarce or limited supply have always held their value better than infinite paper money. Bitcoin is often called digital gold because of its scarce supply, but Bitcoin is way better than gold. Gold is scarce, but Bitcoin is finite. There's a difference. We'll almost certainly find more gold in the oceans one day. We might even mine gold on asteroids in the future. No one truly knows how much gold actually exists. This can't happen with Bitcoin. We know its total supply is 21 million. It's hard-coded. You can literally check the code and see it right there in front of you. 21 million Bitcoin. It is absolutely, completely finite. Only one other thing like it exists. Time. Only Bitcoin and time are truly, truly finite. Everything else on the planet has an uncertain supply. Nike could release more limited edition sneakers. We might discover a new Picasso painting. Central banks will keep printing new dollars. It's hard to overstate this. The revolution here is digital scarcity. This is Bitcoin's defining feature. The halving. Here's the ingenious part. Every 4 years, the daily issuance of Bitcoin gets cut in half in a process called the halving. The supply gets even more scarce. When Satoshi mined the first ever Bitcoin block, he was rewarded with 50 Bitcoin. Every 10 minutes, there's another block with 50 Bitcoin, about 7,200 per day. At this supply rate, more than 10 million Bitcoin were mined in the first 4 years, about half of the entire Bitcoin supply that will ever exist. In late 2012, Bitcoin went through its first halving. The Bitcoin block reward was cut from 50 Bitcoin to 25 Bitcoin, about 3,600 new Bitcoin every day. In 2016, it was cut in half again, and in 2020, it was halved again, just 6.25 Bitcoin every 10 minutes. We've gone from 7,200 new Bitcoin every day to just 900 new Bitcoin. This process will continue every 4 years until all 21 million Bitcoin have been created in about 2140. Because the supply is front-loaded, most of Bitcoin's total supply is already in circulation. About 18.5 million at the time of writing. There's only 2.5 million left to mine. Bitcoin keeps getting more scarce. Remember when I said you can't fuck with Bitcoin supply? This is why. The halving is algorithmically coded every 4 years, and just so happens to coincide with the US presidential election. Another genius move by Satoshi to throw the financial system into chaos every 4 years. We know the exact Bitcoin supply schedule for centuries in advance. You can't say this about any other currency or asset on the planet. It's also why Bitcoin is the best performing asset on the planet for the last 10 years. The halving creates a huge supply shock in the market. Literally overnight, the daily supply of Bitcoin gets cut in half. So if demand for Bitcoin remains equal or increases, the price has to go up. We'll get deeper into this later. There's something special about owning an asset with a known fixed supply. If you own one Bitcoin, you will always own 1 out of 21 millionth of the supply, forever. You can't say that about the dollar, because the supply keeps getting bigger. The dollar supply is expanding faster than you can accumulate it. This gives Bitcoin a strange quality. You always want more of the pie, because it's yours forever. I always joke on Twitter that I just need 8 more, and I'll be all set. How many Bitcoins are available, really? The game of accumulation has already begun. So let's dive into the numbers and you'll see how scarce Bitcoin truly is. Remember, there will only ever be 21 million Bitcoins and the 18.5 million are already in circulation. So who's holding them? Bitcoin creator Satoshi Nakamoto holds 1 million Bitcoin after mining the early supply. Those Bitcoins have never moved and probably never will. Remember the Winklevoss twins? The Harvard rowers from the Social Network movie? After suing Mark Zuckerberg over Facebook ownership, they bought up at least 1% of the entire Bitcoin supply. Pomp and I had the same goal, and joke that our only regret is that we didn't buy more for ourselves and our clients. One early investor, Chamath Palihapitiya, claims to have bought millions of dollars worth back in 2013, and he's never sold. You can do the math. That's a lot of Bitcoin. Grayscale Investment Trust now owns around 500,000 Bitcoin, about 2.7% of the supply, for its clients. At their current buying pace, they're on track to own 5% of the supply by the end of 2021. One major tech company, MicroStrategy, just bought $425 million worth of Bitcoin, 0.18% of the total supply, to hold on its balance sheet. The CEO, Michael Saylor, personally owns another 17,732 Bitcoin. You can quickly see how the Bitcoin pie gets eaten up by big players. 22% of the available Bitcoin supply hasn't moved for 5 years. They're held by long-term, wealthy whales, and they're not for sale. All across the Bitcoin community, you'll hear cries of hold. These guys are accumulating as much Bitcoin as possible to hold indefinitely. This is game theory. We accumulate things we think will be valuable to others in the future. As we'll find out, this is the basis of all good money through history. And it's why Bitcoin is still in the earliest stages of money evolution. We're building a foundation. In other words, don't buy coffee with Bitcoin. Don't buy anything with Bitcoin right now. Accumulate it. Hold it. Every time we take Bitcoin off the market and hoard it, we're making it more scarce. We're giving it more value and driving the price higher. At a certain tipping point in the future, when enough people are holding Bitcoin, the price will naturally stabilize and we can begin using it to exchange, but it takes time. 4 million Bitcoin lost forever. And then there's lost coins. An estimated 4 million Bitcoin are already lost or inaccessible on broken or forgotten hard drives. Many early adapters forgot about their stash or lost their wallets. You've got to remember, Bitcoin was close to worthless in the early days, so it was easy to forget about them, and we don't have the sophisticated storage solutions we have now. James Howells is one of the unlucky few who will never get his Bitcoin back. He started mining Bitcoin in 2009 and accumulated 7,500 Bitcoin on an old laptop. A few years later, he scrapped the laptop for parts and accidentally threw away the hard drive. Those Bitcoins are now buried under 350 tons of waste in a British landfill site. They're worth about $90 million today. There are lots of stories like this. So let's assume there are only 17 million Bitcoin actually available. That means 0.0027 Bitcoin for each person on the planet. if Bitcoin is the global currency, this might be your share of Bitcoin if you're lucky. As I write this, that would cost you just $42. Only 2.5 million left to be minted. As for the future, only 2.5 million Bitcoins will be minted in the next century. As Bitcoin security expert Jameson Lopp put it, more Bitcoins have been lost in the past 10 years than will be found in the next 100 years. Just think about that for a minute. Only 2.5 million Bitcoin will be minted for the next 100 years. That's one Bitcoin for each person in Houston, a relatively small city, for the next 100 years. It's not much. And even that new supply is getting eaten up fast. Just two companies, Square and Grayscale Trust, are currently buying the entire supply of newly mined Bitcoin. Bitcoin's daily supply is so scarce it's immediately swallowed by just two buyers. Grayscale alone purchased 77% of newly minted Bitcoin in the third quarter of 2020. What happens if that number goes above 100%? One single buyer taking all the Bitcoin off the market. And what do you think happens when the supply gets cut in half again in the next halving? There is no limit to how much people would be willing to pay for Bitcoin if demand gets this big. The actual amount of available Bitcoins left on the market for everyone else is very, very small. What happens if every high net worth individual decides to buy a Bitcoin next week? What happens if more billion-dollar companies start buying Bitcoin for their balance sheets? What happens if nation states start adding Bitcoin to their national reserves? There simply isn't much left to go around. Simple economics tells us that only one thing happens if demand outweighs the supply. The price goes up. This is the catalyst for astronomical price appreciation. Remember, humans value scarcity. We pay millions of dollars for rare Picasso paintings. We pay millions for prime New York real estate. How much do you think the rich will pay for a single Bitcoin in the future? Owning one Bitcoin will be a status symbol. Bitcoin as a store of value. Why do I care so much about Bitcoin scarcity? Because that's what makes it a store of value. Throughout history, scarce assets like gold have a track record of holding their value over time because they can't be inflated. We call this sound money or hard money. It's just basic math. Infinite dollars pouring into an asset with a fixed supply. The price is engineered to go up, or at the very least hold its value. If it can't be inflated, it can't be devalued. Bitcoin is mathematically designed to protect the value of your hard-earned money. Why a robotic supply is the perfect global reserve system. Although we're all here for number go up technology, there's something much bigger going on here. This fixed supply is what makes Bitcoin the perfect global reserve currency. You can't fuck with it. The supply is robotic, algorithmic. No human can control it. Impartial, neutral, predictable, no matter what is going on in the world. Bitcoin supply isn't subject to human emotions like greed or fear or self-interest. It just exists. One block every 10 minutes with a predetermined number of new Bitcoin. No government can tweak the supply for its own advantage. No bank can manipulate it. In every monetary and banking system on the planet, humans are the weak point. By taking the human out of money, we create a truly neutral and impartial system. In a word, it's fair. Perfect independent currency for the global economy. And as we learned in 2008, the same year Bitcoin was created, the current system of money is anything but fair.